And finally tonight, a unique program that teaches urban young people how to build boats and in the process grow their communication skills and self-confidence. The story is reported by student Anthony Rivera and comes to us through our student reporting lab at the U School in Philadelphia.
Start with these. High schooler Sergio Vélez Núñez is becoming an expert in a field that some would consider unusual for a teen living in North Philadelphia, boat building.
We try new stuff every day and we build different boats, and then there comes a day when we got to go and try it at the water.
Sergio is part of an apprenticeship program at the Philadelphia Wooden Boat Factory. Founded in 1996, the organization provides after-school programming for urban youth living in some of the city's toughest neighborhoods. Emma Bergman is a social worker and served as the organization's clinical director for 2 years.
Many of the young people who come to us, who are recruited through their different school communities, have experienced some kind of trauma as a result of living in areas where there are high rates of poverty and also community violence. And so our programming is designed to be a trauma-informed program where we support young people with engaging in corrective experiences.
People that work here treat us like family because, like, they're always there for us, even when we go into the good times and the low times.
The organization balances boat making programs with social and emotional peer and counselor-led support. Former executive director Brett Hart says the objective is to arm young people with the skills to problem solve any challenge.
Having social workers on our staff and having those supports in place for the young people who engage, and then being intentional about the social and emotional health and aspects of our program, build a sustainable model for apprenticeship for teenagers who are in a crazy and hectic moment in their lives.
Clarence Thomas graduated from Wooden Boat Factory and now works as an engineering aide for the city of Philadelphia. The program helped him overcome the disappointment of not being able to play professional football.
I literally had all my goals set on football. You know, I didn't care about anything else. I didn't care about school. All I cared about was football. And when I came here, it was like, hey, you know, there's something else out there that you can also be interested in.
Perhaps the most visible impact can be seen in the feeling students have when they finally get to put their boats in the water.
Finishing a boat, it was amazing. I can't explain it because it was an accomplishment that I don't know a lot of people that have built a boat before. And seeing it on the water, it was unexplainable. This program challenged me physically and mentally because when I would break down and go, like, I can't do this. And, you know, you have to figure it out because that's the only way you're going to build the boat and that's the only way you're going to progress.
For the PBS NewsHour Student Reporting Labs, this is Anthony Rivera in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Terrific program for those young people.